time, we are looking at the attributes of God, the teachings on God, who He is, what He is, and so forth. And this is our third week to do this because Psalms has so much just teaching us about God. So we started off by looking at His natural or His intrinsic attributes. And then last week we started looking at His moral attributes. So who can remind me the difference in those two? Natural versus moral. Come on, Isaac, you just had, Isaiah, you just had the class.
Moral is how he interacts with men.
Exactly. Moral defines how he interacts with us. Natural is just who he is. We talked about his omnipotence, his omnipresence, his eternality, and things like that. So last week we started looking at his moral attributes, and I think we only looked at the first one, if I'm not mistaken, and that was holiness, the most prominent in the scriptures. All through Psalms, we saw the holiness of God. Today, now, we'll look at the righteousness of God, which comes from his holiness. And here in Psalm 7:9, we'll get started, and then we'll pray and look at more of the moral attributes of God in Psalms. So, Howard, if you would read for us Psalm 7:9.
The wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reigns.
God is a righteous God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that now, as we continue our journey through Psalms, that you would truly speak to our hearts, each in a personal and powerful way. Lord, teach us more about yourself. Lord, that we may better serve you, better worship you, and adore you. I pray, Lord, that you would guide us in your truth now as we look into your precious word. We love you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue on. Brent 33:5. So these are verses that teach that our God is a righteous God.
He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
He loveth righteousness. And then, Mr. Zeus, if you would, 48:10. Psalm 48:10. And these are the righteousness of God.
According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the end of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness.
Full of righteousness. Psalm 50, verse 6, Nathan.
The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself.
Amen. And then Isaiah, if you would do 71, 15 and 16 and 19. Isn't that beautiful, verse 16? I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. We're not ever to promote our own righteousness, are we? We're only to talk about God's righteousness. It's beautiful. Brad, if you would do for us 72:2.
He shall judge by people with righteousness and by poor with judgment.
Amen. And then 89:16, Howard. Amen. Psalm 92:15, Brent.
To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Amen. 96:10, Mr. Zeus. 96:10.
Say among the heathen that the Lord reigns, the world also shall be established, and it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously.
Amen. 97:2, Nathan. And then 98:9, Isaiah.
Before the Lord, when he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity.
And then 111:3, Mr. Cutforth.
His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever.
Ultimately, 112:4.
Right.
And then 116:5, Mr. Sharp.
Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful.
Amen. 143, verse 1, Mr. Cairns.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ears to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness.
And then 145, verse 7. And verse 17 as well, Mr. 7 and 145 is the psalm, and then 7 and 17.
They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. They shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his
works. Amen. So God, stemming from his holiness, which is his primary moral attribute, is righteous and just. So righteousness and justice come from holiness. And so now we'll look at his justice, which means that God always does what is just. I don't know how else to say it. Our God is a just God. Amen? So Nathan, Psalm 7, 8, 9, and 11, if you would. We're talking about God being just. Amen. And then 11, Isaiah 4, 5, and 7.
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelids, who try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright.
Amen. And then 33, 5, Brad. Amen. And then 50 verses 4 and 6, ultimately.
He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge the people. And what's the other
one? Of 6, verse 6.
And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself.
God is judge himself. And then 51, 4, Mr. Sharp.
Against these the only done this evil in thy sight, that they might that thou mayest be judges justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest.
In 58:11, Mr. Cairns.
So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
Amen. And then 75:7, Mr. Zeus. 75, verse 7, please.
If God is the judge, he puts down one and setteth up another.
God is the judge. I will confess, when we started this study, I did not expect this to be the biggest topic, but it is in Psalms. I thought it was going to be praise or trust, but it's God. Teaching about God. But who was a man after God's own heart, but the writer of more than half the Psalms? David, amen. 76, 8, and 9, Nathan.
Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth,
and then 82, 8, Isaiah.
Arise, O God, judge the earth.
And then 89:14, Brad.
Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall be before thy face.
Amen. And then 96:10 and 13, all to me.
Established and shall be established.
Amen. 97:2, Howard.
Clouds and darkness are about him, round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne.
And then 98, Brent, 2, 3, and 9.
The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
And then 135:14, please, Mr. Zeus.
For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants.
So our God is the judge, our God is just. Amen. So he always executes justice. He always does what is right because he's righteous. And he, like we're told in the scriptures, he's holy. Therefore, he cannot behold sin. That is our God. Amen. And those are the three primary moral attributes of God given to us in Psalms. From there, we move on to God's faithfulness. And aren't we so thankful God is faithful? And Psalms teaches a lot there as well. So Psalms 36:5, Nathan, if you would, the faithfulness of God.
My mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds.
Amen. 40, verse 10, Isaiah.
I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation.
And it's time to sing. 89:1. Let's turn there. I caught it this time. Recognized it as one of our songs. You ready? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Remember, that word psalm means song. And these were sung by God's people. Amen? Imagine all 150 of them were sung. That was their hymn book. With Psalms. So while we're at 89, I hope you're all turned there. Let's just look at some scriptures. More than any other psalm, Psalm 89 teaches us about God's faithfulness. So verse 2, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Down in verse 5, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Verse 14, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Verse 24, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And then verse 33, nevertheless, for my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. And verse 34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. God is faithful. Amen. I don't remember who read last. Does anybody remember? I don't. We'll start over. Howard, Psalm 92, 1 and 2. The faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. And the New Testament teaches so much as well about his faithfulness.
Sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Thy faithfulness every night. Amen. And then over in Mr. Zeus, Brent, 119, our psalm on the Word of God, verse 65.
Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word.
And then if you would, 89 and 90 in the same very long chapter.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth.
And then lastly, 143, verse 1, Mr. Zeus. Psalm 143, verse 1. The faithfulness of God.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness.
Amen. So that's our God. He's a faithful God. He's holy, righteous, and just. He is faithful. Amen. Any questions up to this point, comments, before we talk about his goodness? Aren't we so blessed that our God, our Creator, is a good God, a faithful God, brother?
Yeah, it's the important that every generation knows that.
That's right.
Israel knows one generation drops the ball and the sense and go back, go backwards.
Amen. And God knew the importance of singing, didn't he? And that's why he said, I want you to sing these. Remember the song of Moses? He said, teach the people this song after Moses, right before Moses was taken to heaven by God. First, what's the last thing he did? To teach them a song. I want you to sing this. I want you to teach it to your children. These psalms were sung by the Jewish people that talk about God and who he is. And like Mark said, they lost that over time because they stopped singing. And it reminds us again that the power of singing, and we're to praise the Lord in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, right? That's New Testament. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We're to be singing, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. All right, so let's talk about his goodness. We sing 23:6. So let's turn there. We don't really sing it as a verse, though, do we? It's somebody wrote a psalm and kind of picked and chose pieces, so we can't really sing this one properly. Anyway, you're familiar with it, right? Surely and in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness, amen? The goodness of God. So 25, 8 through 10, I lost where we were again. Mark was. Okay, Nathan, 25, verses 8 through 10, please. The goodness of God.
Good and uprightness, O Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Good and upright is the Lord. Amen. 27:13, Isaiah. And then 31:19, Brad.
Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men.
Amen. 33:5, ultimately. And 34:8, Howard.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Amen. 52:1-9. Brent, if you would.
Why boasteth thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints.
And then 86:5, Mr. Zeus. Amen. And then 100, verse 5, Nathan.
The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth and
Amen. And then 106, verse 1, Isaiah.
Praise to the Lord. So give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen. 107, 8, and 9, Brad. And then 118:29 all to me. Actually, we sing that, don't we? It's a different, I think it's 103:1. But now we got to sing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Maybe we don't know that one as well, but now you know it better. 119:68, Howard, if you would. That says a lot in a few words, doesn't it? Thou art good and doest good. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? 135, verse 3, Brent.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant.
Oh, there it is, 136, 1. That's one of our songs. So we don't need to read it, we just sang it. We'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 143, verse 10, Mr. Zeus.
Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me unto the land of uprightness.
Amen. And in 145, 7 and 9, Nathan. Amen. Our God is good. So what would be the most common New Testament verse about the goodness of God? One that people quote all the time.
John 3:16.
Yep, that's a good verse, and that's probably the most well-known verse in the world. But one that specifically mentions the goodness of God, that God is good. I just preached on it last Sunday. Romans
8:28.
We know that all things work together for good. Amen. To them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. God is good. All right, let's talk about his graciousness. 84:11. I can't remember who's next. Isaiah, thank you. 84:11. Amen. 86:15, Brad, the graciousness of God.
But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth.
And then 111:4, well, to me. And then 116, verse 5, Howard.
Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our Lord, and merciful.
And we're told to come boldly unto the throne of what? Hebrews 4:15, 4:16, the throne of grace, amen? James 4:6, he giveth more grace. Our God is a gracious God. Where would we be without the grace of God? We'll talk about that in the service to come. Interestingly enough, his long-suffering is only mentioned one time in Psalms. And that's 86:15. Brent, if you'd read that for us.
For thou, O Lord, art a God who is compassionate and gracious, long-suffering,
Our God is a long-suffering God, and then he is a loving God. Now, of course, the New Testament talks more about his love than the Old Testament, but it is mentioned in Psalms. So 42 verse 8, Mr. Zeus. Amen. And then 63:3, Nathan, if you would. The love of God.
Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
And 89:33, Isaiah.
My loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail.
Amen. And then 146, verse 8, Brad. Well, that's a good way to end that section. The Lord loveth the righteous. Praise the Lord. Believe it or not, one of the biggest is his mercy. His mercy. According to his mercy, he saved us. Amen. Titus 3:5. So let's talk about God's mercy, and then I think we're going to run out of time. So Psalms 25, verse 6, ultimately, the mercy of God.
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities.
And then 36:5, Brent.
Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds.
And 69:16, Mr. Zeus. Was that 69:16? Yeah. But actually, that verse mentioned the mercy of God. That just shows you that his mercy is all through Psalms.
Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tenderness, of tender mercy.
Amen. And then 86, Nathan 5:13-15.
For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, gracious and mercy unto all them that call upon thee. For great is thy mercy towards me, toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long suffering, and gracious in mercy and truth.
Amen. And then 89:2-28, Isaiah.
For I said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens.
28.
My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him.
Amen. And then 100, verse 5, Brad. And 106:1, Howard. Oh, sorry, no, Ultimi. 106:1, if you would. And then 108, verse 4, Brent. Amen. And then 117, verse 2.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Let's go to 118. I'll read in here. Verse 1, 118, verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 4, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Then, of course, verse 29, we just sang, but we're going to have to sing it again because you guys didn't know it very well. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And that's also 136, verse 1, exact same words. And we'll finish at 145, 8, and 9, the mercy of God. Is that you, Mr. Zeus? I can't remember. Yes, 145, 8, and 9.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
Amen. So next week we'll finish with the 10th moral attribute of God, which is his truth, that God is true. And from there we will look at his offices, which are also all mentioned in the Word of God. That he is, I'll read them out to you. I don't want to get lost here. Creator. And, wow, there's a lot on Creator. He is the judge, which we kind of talked about under justice. He is the King, he is the Savior, the Shepherd, the Father, the Redeemer. We'll talk about all those things.